if we were given a choice between being involved in something hard versus something easy, 9 out of 10 times we would choose the easy way. We would typically not choose the way that is dark or rough or tough, but oftentimes it's in the dark or rough or tough way that leads to God's greatest blessings. Now, I'm totally convinced that God will choose things for us we would never choose for ourselves. We would never choose anything that initially appears to be dark or rough or tough. But the fact is, it is often the dark and rough and tough times that lead us to those things. So God at times permits us to go through some difficult things because those things will cause us to totally depend on Him. Those things will cause us to totally trust Him when we are faced with things we cannot in of ourselves expect to conquer. God wants us to come to the point in our relationship with Him where we only trust Him. There was a missionary who one time was visiting in China who one beautiful evening decided to sleep out under the stars. The missionary had been warned by local missionaries that there were thieves and marauders who were just waiting to attack. So the visiting missionary could not sleep for a while and kept listening and watching. Finally, in thinking about the Psalms, he prayed to God and said, "Lord, there's no point in both of us being awake, so you stay awake and protect me, and I'll go to sleep and get a good night's rest." So scary times develop that kind of trust in God. And that's basically the point of Psalm 62. You may observe three things from this superscription and one from the text. Psalm 62 is a psalm for the choir director. That means it's to be publicly communicated, and leadership has the responsibility to see that it's publicly communicated in a corporate worship setting. Psalm 62 is a psalm according to Jeduthun, and Jeduthun was a Levite whose job was to offer praise to God through music. We see that in 1 Chronicles 25, verses 1 and 3. He was a leading musical leader for worship in Israel. And then Psalm 62 is a psalm written by David. And Psalm 62 is called an only psalm because the word only shows up 6 times. Now, the main point of this psalm is this: God will sovereignly permit His faithful believer to be surrounded by many adverse things in order to teach them to only trust in Him. And if the believer will silently trust only in God and wait only on God, he will see God deliver and reward. If you're a faithful child of God, God will use adversity to teach you to depend on Him. He will use dark and difficult and troubled times to cause you to draw close to Him. God wants us to realize that He's the only one protecting us, and He's the only one who can deliver us. No matter what our present darkness, defeat, discouragement, or distress, if we are faithful to God, He can use it to teach us to develop a complete trust only in Him. If we do that, we will discover God will not fail us. When we are surrounded by adversity, the faithful believer will silently and only trust in God. Look at verses 1 and 2. "For God alone, my soul waits in silence. From Him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken." Now look at those opening words, because that tells us the spirituality is a matter of the soul. Adversity will quickly reveal what's going on in one's soul. One who is truly developing the way God wants him to develop will be one who silently trusts one only in God for deliverance. Adversity may shake the faithful believer, but it will never break the faithful believer, because that believer has learned that God is his only rock of salvation. It's one thing to trust in God, but it's quite another to trust in God alone. But in the end, we may know that only God is worthy of our trust. There's two main areas of trust that David had when it come to God. David trusted only in God for his salvation, and David trusted only in God for his strength. When surrounded by adversity, the faithful believer will recognize the evil of man. Look at verses 3 and 4. How long will all of you attack a man to batter him, like a leaning wall, a tottering fence? They only plan to thrust him down from his high position. They take pleasure in falsehood. They bless with their mouths, but inwardly they cursed. Selah. The faithful believer silently trusts in God, but he also accurately analyzes man. David was in adversity because of people. People were out to murder him. David accurately describes people who persecute the godly. Dr. Merrill Unger said this is always the description of the persecutors of godly in every age. And so we see godless persecutors of the godly are unstable. Leaning walls and tottering fences are not stable and not strong. And godless persecutors of the godly are united. Oftentimes, people will unite together in their evil to topple one right with God. And then godless persecutors of the godly are liars. It's one thing to lie, but it's another to delight in lies. Evil people delight in lying about one who is right with God. When people circulate lies about you, you are in good company and may be in godly company. And then godless persecutors of the godly are hypocrites. Godless people are not straight shooters. They say one thing to your face and another behind your back. Outwardly they praise you, inwardly they curse you. These are the kinds of people who were part of Israel. They were hypocrites. And that Selah is to make us stop and think about this and make sure we're not part of that godless crowd. And then when surrounded by adversity, the faithful believer will silently and only trust in God. Look at verses 5-8. For God alone, oh my soul, wait in silence. For my hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rests my salvation and my glory. My mighty rock, my refuge is God. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. When we're surrounded by a godless group, God wants us to trust totally, silently, and only in him. Now look at and observe from verse 8 that God wants us trusting only in him at all times. God gave David hope. God was David's rock. God was David's salvation. God was David's strength. God was David's existence. God was David's refuge. What an amazing grasp David had of God and the relationship God had with him. But verse 8 is so critical. David had learned through these difficult things that he could trust God at all times, and he learned to pour out his heart before God because God was his refuge. And as Spurgeon said, we need to learn to trust God when we can see and when we cannot see. We need to pour out our hearts to God, not a psychologist or psychiatrist alone, but to God. Do you see what God, what brought David to these realities? It was adversity. And then we're surrounded by adversity. When we are surrounded by adversity, the faithful believer will not trust in anything but God. Look at verses 9 and 10. Those of low estate are but of a breath. Those of high estate are a delusion. In the balances they go up, they are together lighter than a breath. But put no trust in extortion. Set no vain hopes on robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart on them. The faithful believer will not trust in finite man. Place all of your trust in a man and you will be greatly disappointed. Men apart from God and his word will never point you in the right direction. The faithful believer will not trust in his ability to conquer and oppress. The faithful believer will not trust in things taken from others. And the faithful believer will not trust in riches. God does not want us trusting in riches, but in him. Two ways some get riches, by oppression and robbery. If you trust your money, you are trusting in fool's gold. Trust in God, and you are not a fool. And then when surrounded by adversity, the faithful believer will trust in God's word. Look at verses 11 and 12. Once God has spoken, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God, and that to you, O Lord, belongs steadfast love. For you will render to a man according to his work. And so God has spoken his word, and faithful people believe God's word and what it reveals about God. God is all-powerful, which is something God's people may forget during adversity. God's word teaches God is merciful, and he does pay back rewards to the godly and punishment to the ungodly. God will permit us to get into these difficult situations so we as his people we'll learn to trust only in Him. And those dark times of trouble will come into our life of most faithful believers. And faithful believers need to remember development comes through conflict. And we find ourselves in times of trouble, silently trust in the Lord. And we find ourselves in times of trouble, fervently pour out your heart to the Lord. We find ourselves in times of trouble, totally and completely trust God's word. And when we find ourselves in times of trouble, never trust in yourself or your ability, your power, your positions, your bank account, your intellect, your feelings. Learn to trust only in God.